That's all for the letters, and now some more local news. We heard this week that local poultry producer Bernard Matthews has run into financial trouble and is being sold. We will shortly hear two stories with further details. And are you able to sing or willing to help the British Legion? We have two separate pleas for singers and volunteers. But first, the news from Bernard Matthews.
A union has given a cautious welcome to the long-awaited sale of Bernard Matthews at Two Sisters Food Group, a move, they should say, safeguard 2,000 jobs across Norfolk and Suffolk. The deal, which ends in a summer of speculation over the troubled company's future, has been completed as a pre-packed administration, meaning that more than 700 members of Bernard Matthews' pension scheme will be transferred to the government-backed safety net, the Pension Protection Fund. The deal was confirmed last night with Two Sisters, owned by Ranjit Boparan, the entrepreneur known as the Chicken King, saying 2,000 jobs had been secured and that Bernard Matthews was now well-positioned for future growth. A spokesman for the Boparan private office said, "We have a proven track record in turning businesses around, and we aim to make Bernard Matthews great again." Former owners Rutland Partners said it was disappointed that the business had continued to struggle, but it was pleased the jobs had been protected. Administrators Deloitte confirmed that there had been no redundancies. The Unite regional officer, Steve Harley, said, "The sale appears to be good news for staff." Bernard Matthews chairman Alan Davis Jameson confirmed the deal in an email to staff, according to The Telegraph.
Smaller creditors could be left battling to survive because of the domino effect of the deal to save Bernard Matthews, industry experts have warned. They fear the pre-pack administration, which transfers a company's assets but not its debts, which saw the company taken over by entrepreneur Ranjit Singh Boparan, could ultimately leave hundreds of suppliers out of pocket. The administrators Deloitte are understood to be writing to known creditors this week, though a full list of the company's creditors is not yet available. Clark Willis, the group chief executive of Anglia Farmers, said he feared that the impact of the Bernard Matthews deal would be business failures across both Norfolk and Suffolk. Bernard Matthews was acquired by the Boparan Private Office, an investment firm owned by Ranjit Boparan, the owner of the Two Sisters Food Group, in a pre-pack administration. The turkey producer, Europe's largest, employs more than 2,000 people at sites across Norfolk and Suffolk. The National Farmers Union has also raised concerns at the deal and is offering advice to affected members. Administrators have 8 weeks to issue proposals to creditors, though in a pre-pack administration the process is usually faster, said insolvency specialist Andrew McTeer. He had previously warned of a domino effect for creditors and warned suppliers should prepare themselves for the worst. Trade creditors will have seen their cash flow hit. It's unlikely they'll receive any payments in the next 2 or 3 months, which is the normal time frame they would expect, said Mr. McTeer, a partner at McTeer, Williams and Wood in Norwich. They need to assume they're not going to receive any payments in that time frame and manage their business accordingly.
Singing for charity. People are being invited to get involved in a new musical project being undertaken by a Norwich-based choir. The Voice Project, a regular at the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, is well known for its original performances, which have included music on the city streets, as well as buildings ranging from Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts to North Norfolk's Holcombe Hall. Now the vocal group is starting a new project called The Arms of Sleep and is looking for singers to get involved in the venture's first concert, which will be at Norwich Cathedral on January the 21st. A taster session for people to find out more is being held on October the 11th at the Friends Meeting House in Norwich. The concert for the cathedral will feature new music by Helen Chadwick, Orlando Goff and Jonathan Baker, which will accompany the words of American poet Emily Dickinson, 13th century Sufi poet Rumi and English romantic poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge. The Arms of Sleep project, which is planned to run until 2018, will also involve a performance of the 2017 Norfolk and Norwich Festival, and Sean Cruz, who runs the Voice Project with John Baker, said, "We will be working out our fantastic team of artists to create a piece that is going to fill the cathedral with seasonal light and sound, one of the special characteristics of the Voice Project."
It is an appeal that helps support some of the most vulnerable former servicemen and women in the city. But this year, the Royal British Legion is struggling to find enough volunteers to help with its poppy appeal in Norwich. The charity had hoped to raise more than £70,000 from its collections around the city centre. However, this will only be possible if enough people give up some of their time to volunteer next month. That is why the Evening News has teamed up with the organisation to urge readers to get involved. The charity is seeking to recruit 30 volunteers to help with supermarket and street collections in the city centre, Old Catton and in Lakenham. And there'll also be the opportunity to volunteer in the charity's new shop in the Castle Mall when it opens next month.
Now we come to our first feature.